Sam.
Sam.
Sam, Dad. Before we start the classes, just to inform you that please understand the theory. Everybody can hear? Please understand the theory and don't think that I have told that there is no God or there is no God. Because, as I told you yesterday, this is high philosophy and just like that we cannot understand. Just like that, we cannot understand the subject. It takes lots of years for us. It will take to come and help us. That's the message. Sorry. Let us come to today's topic. So here we are not saying anything about there is no God or it's only the realization for the soul. So better don't think that I am giving you an anti-wise class. It's the natural theory. So we have to grasp it, understand it, then you have to follow. Following is, as I said, it is not so easy. Not so easy. Following itself takes lot of years. Following this theory itself will take lot of years. Once you say you are fully followed of this theory, mostly you will be out of the materialistic world and you will be in the forest. That's the main aim of this theory. Next is, in those days, there were no idols or vikrahas or anything. It was on the first yuga where this has been started. How terrible. So we did everything through our mind. We controlled ourselves through our mind. But nowadays we are lacking on this. We moved out from the natural to the artificial. So if you well remember, there is a class of us saying that you are not in my world, you are in your world. So you created your world, I created my world. I want you to be in my world, but you created your own world and you are there. I think this you well remember. So now we start with this. Let us go to our subject. Who created God? Guru created God. Did God create Guru? Guru created God. So that is the answer. Sorry for the interruption. Let us continue. As I told you yesterday, that I give you plenty of fruits. The selection is yours. One you can select. So selection is yours. Given as mine. Swami, God means He has already given everything. That means it is already created. Girl, what do you say? Now you say God create. Swami, which is created cannot be always said to be created. Swami, which is already there, everything, it is there. So God doesn't do anything because it is already there. Definition? There already. What is the meaning of Vishwarupa? All inside me. That means, does he do the creation? It is all inside, it does automatically things. You know, you understand the logic? It is all automatically does. Okay, let us go in science. Do we do the blood circulation in our body? Who does it? Does your heart pumps how? You do? To keep pumping? No. Does all this in you? Can anyone say that? You do? God does? God does? No. Then who does all this? What a miracle. Her body itself is a great miracle. Who does all this job? Who gives you the taste bud? Who gives you the senses? Who does all this? If God gives, everybody should have the same. But that God doesn't give them. Oh. Feel this philosophy is difficult. Better we dance, that's better. Say song, dance and keep silent is better than understanding the philosophy. You may say that. But I could say is better to learn something when you are in my fort. in the Sadi Shakti Fort, you have to learn something, not just come dance. Then what you learnt is zero. So better we learn something on this subject. So who does all this in our body? How the circulation goes on? Swami, the same way God is Vishwarup. So He doesn't do anything. Creation enters by itself. And the safeguardness does by itself. Our body does itself. See what energy we need, it takes. What it does not need, it gives out. What the food which is required, takes. What is not, it's given out. Destruction. So, where is the Creator? Who is the Creator? Where is the Destructor? Who is the Destructor? No? It's all inbuilt. So how can I say I created? So God doesn't create. God doesn't destruct. God doesn't do anything. Does God works? If I work, I'm working for myself. I'm working. But this God doesn't do anything. They're not working. Let us clap. What does God do? What does God do?
Nothing.
Swami, this is the difference between a jnani and a Vishwarupa God. Both are same. Come on, give a clap. Hey, Vishwarupa Jnani, what he does? He doesn't do anything. The same way the God doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. This is as a joke. You are all fools. Going and asking God to give this and that. Have a clap. And we are all so fools, we are saying we are doing this, we are doing that, we get this, we got that. Is it right? Again I say you, don't take it as serious and don't say that I can't come for bhajan or abhishek. These are all only the initial status of bhakti. So now you know which status you are on bhakti. If suppose we started asking God, that means you are not bhakti at all. No bhakti. If suppose we say we are doing all this, then no bhakti is there. Then what is supposed to be said? What? Nothing. We do what we have to do, that is what we are doing. Like what is doing inside our body, the same way we do what we have. Never ask anything. Never say anything. High philosophy is always dangerous, makes us the fool. But it's the fact. So God, what does God do? When He is on a Vishwarup, He doesn't do anything. But when He comes to the action, my girl, when the God comes to the action, at least He should be a great person. No. Swami, no. Let me finish it. Excuse me. Sorry. When He comes as incarnation or takes birth as avatars, he does job according to the what he has been destined. So he does work, he is not great. Like others. So he is not a jnani. I can't accept it. Oh, my Bhagavatam, you say it is wrong. Swami, I never say that what all your Puranas you have written is wrong. It is always right. I only say when they come, they do their job. That's all. Swami, a jnani never cries or never does anything. But the avatar has to cry, has to do things according to the situation. It has to act according to the situation. Then only it is being worshipped. So, when God comes as an incarnation, the avatar, it does its work, that's all. Maybe the specialize is, we have to follow, the human being has to follow the higher human being who teaches us the lesson. For you, example is Rama, where the lesson is taught for you. Rama cries, Rama searches, Rama does everything. What all the human being. But he is bit greater. How? By showing the right and wrong. Swami, sorry to say this. Why Rama is necessary? My Guru is enough for this. He also does the same thing. That means, you say, Guru is enough. So all Puranas are waste. Do you think we are all fools to listen this? Swami, I never said that Puranas are waste. Whatever you have basically done, everything can be come into action. But, here the difference is, when Guru says, sometimes people will say, he is Guru, he don't know what is the feelings. So, they don't take all the words of Guru. For example, you all know, we listen this class, all the classes in the ashram, all our sishyas know well, so many classes we listen. But yet, we are there to say our problems. Still we are not having full faith on the God. Have a clap. So, we are lacking. That's why, what is these avatars are? Swami. So Guru explains things, but yet nobody is ready to follow it. So Guru writes how to follow, creates a hero for that. Hero or heroine. Guru makes a drama, he puts a plot and makes a drama that, oh Rama, you come and do all this for these kind of people, let them understand. Oh Rama, come here, do all this. Who is Rama is? Who is Rama now? From where is he, Rama? Suddenly has to come. So I created the Dharma stage. I want the hero. Where will I go for the hero? The hero who obeys me should be the hero, not the hero who does not obey to me. So I need a best hero for that. Who will be my best hero? Who obeys, who follows, what all I say. So let me select. How will I select? Oh, nature, where are you? If you are true, this has to be true. So, the fresh soul is taken into the birth of Ram for my hero stage. For my hero stage. So then, my plot starts there and do. So who am I? I am a guru. I created the plot. What? I created the plot. I made the stage. I made everything. Guru creates the God there. Rama, he puts all his guru's thoughts in Rama's mind. So he says, do all this. You have to do all this. Swami, your Devi Bhagavatam says that, you have said in that, what all I say, all this, you have to do, Devi. And Devi, I agrees to me. So, each of your stage of your philosophies, Bhagavatams, or your Charitrams, you keep one hero. For one, all these yugas for people to learn. Rama, yes, he is an ordinary person, king. How the kingdom has to be. How? So, the preaching starts there by action. Guru preaches, God practically does the actions. Guru is preaching here. God is showing us actions. But we say he is great guru and he can explain what he likes. And next we represent God. Rama is God. So he can suffer, he can do like this. I am a human being, I won't do anything. You are not understanding the philosophy. We keep them, guru as in higher stage, God as in another stage, and then we follow our own stage. Still we are not coming out of that stage. Am I right? So here the guru says, Rama, you do this. Krishna, you do this. Whatever it is. Swami, you create. Proceed. Even dialogues you have written. Means, Swami, you read all plots. And you are the director background. Also, you have the connection, the remote. Remote of what? Which connection? With Rama. So if he goes somewhere, like for an example, you want to bring Rama, the boy is great. Immediately what you did, you sent Vishwamitra. So, Swami, this is done by you only, no? The person who writes the story does things.
हमें फेर है ना. ऑल स्टोरीज आर रिटन बाय मी. दैट मीन्स हाउ आई वॉन्ट, वॉट इज माई थॉट्स, हाउ आई हैव टू प्रीच, वॉट आई हैव टू गिव फॉर द पीपल, आई हैव टू गिव. सो हु क्रिएटेड गॉड? Who created God? Guru created God. Did God create Guru? What is the answer? Guru created God. Did God create the Guru? Guru created the God. Because it is again understood that all creations done by itself. When you see God as Vishwarupam, it is inside Him actions are there. It is only started. Adi Shakti, the Shakti which is a immovable. It will be very surprising for you. But according to this theory, it is immovable and movable. How it is immovable? It is immovable, which is Shakti at one place, because it is the mass energy of the Vishwarupam, which is called as Adishakti. So the mass energy, when it has to start the moving, it is called as the Mahashakti. So for you, small example, if you could understand. A person, how he is being represented? Yes, a human being, how he is being represented? By? How? By name. So a person has been represented by his name. Does his name move? A person moves or the name moves? But he is represented by the name. What is it? How is it? So a person is represented by name, but he moves. Like that, Adi Shakti, mass energy, is represented as name. Cannot say it is there or not there, but it is there. Then when this person moves, the body moves, that body which does the actions, which has to do the actions, the body starts moving, which does the action. So that is called as Mahashakti. Both is same. Adishakti, Mahashakti. So the movements of it, how you call it? Me, Devi, inside me, the movements going on. That is my energy. That is my energy. My energy is not represented, but me is being represented. So you could understand the theory. I'm very sorry. I'm supposed to take this subject. I tried to bring you in a lower examples, but very sorry, Sri. I cannot bring it still lower to this. Because I find it a bit difficult, in fact. because the level which we speak, it has to go on that level. It would be better, but once you come down too much, there is a shaking. So I'm sorry, maybe little here and there mistakes. Please format it yourself. So what is it? This inside. So the actions. One more thing inside us is there. The mass, energy, energy which inside us is an energy. What is it? The soul, which is not represented at all. Your soul is not represented. Your body is represented by the name. What is your soul's name? Can anyone say? What is your soul does action? Can anyone say? What is your soul does action? No. Nothing. Your soul does what? Nothing. What is the action? Is soul, you could say, plenty of rishis said, you have to realize the soul. What is soul is? Who knows soul? How to realize? From where to realize? Is there something, an item called soul? What is it? What is this soul is? That is avatar. But we don't say avatar, we say it is births. It is births. Why? Why it is called as births? But because it is not realized. The soul is not realized. Once the soul is realized, then it becomes the avatar. So the person who is getting realization, Swami, you take that Atma, bring it here as in your drama, as drama. You understood? A person who understood and the soul has been realized, so, you select a hero from this mass souls. You select a hero from this mass souls. Then, for that drama, you keep the hero name Rama. So, Swami, this plot is done by you. You did it. Fully I am not satisfied. Anyway, we can't explain all this to the public, but I can't satisfy things like this easily. My child, still you have to learn more. You are on the path of wisdom. I agree. But you did not realize. Here, I should not answer anything because it is the order of the Guru. So I thought, of course, in those days, you cannot satisfy the Guru by answers. Until what they need, the perfectness, you have to go on analyze. You have to think more. So now it's my point, he is expecting more from me. That means he likes the subject. Let us clap. He likes my answer, but he expects me. This is how we have to understand with the Guru. Now, what we do, even Guru says, I don't know. This is what it is. Bye. We get out. So he expects us, okay, you say. Now we always ask Guru to say and keep quiet. We listen something and we forget. Here he explains, he says, say something more that he never said by his mouth. Say something more. Ha ha. I am not that much satisfied. Okay. That means he wants more answers from me. He wants more things from me. Who created Guru? So, there the souls which are already there has been selected as a Guru. That is, the realization of it, it takes the birth of a Guru. A soul which gets realized and which enlightens and comes out of it to understand the nature, and the nature is inside himself or herself. So when that is being understood, then only he is entitled to be a Guru. After enlightenment, one is going to the path of Jnana, another is going to the path of what? Guru. Another is going to the path of Guru. Again here you could say Mahashakti, Adishakti. Adishakti keeps quiet. That is Jnani. Do nothing. Mahashakti preaches. Do something. Does something. So, all the incarnations, souls, which is enlightened and it is used for the drama of the Gurus. Have a big clap for this. Which is all is used for the drama of the Guru. For you to say, you all know Bhagavad Gita. But our lecture, which I and my great Guru, our great Guru, great Guru Father, Adivyasa spoke, that time he was working on the plot of Mahabharata. That's the time where we had the meeting and the discussion. So, now the Guru says, my girl, I am doing some subject So, I think some words can be used in this. Swami, all is done by who? All is done by who? God or Guru?
He creates the plot and it is enacted by.
All is done by God or Guru. Who does this? So it does by itself. According to their birth circles, it does. Girl, I am putting a plot where all has to die, since the karmas, that is, the birth cycles are heavy and sins are more, so that has to be taken out. So, when that has to be taken out, the plot is such that even though God is present there, will never do anything. He will help for fight. For the... So this is my plot. So you can imagine how our great Guru has plotted the Mahabharata in such a way that according to his calculations, people not selected the good way. That is, they have not realized. So yesterday we saw real, practical, all that. So they are not realized. They have not come to the full enlightenment. So there should be an evolution that it has to destroy and start from the beginning. It has to destroy and start from the beginning. So his calculation from that to this stage of yugas, that is, he is calculating 2 yugas afterwards what will happen. Give a big two. Whether now Guru is great or God is great. Who's great? What a foreseeing he is doing. Plot. What a foreseeing plot he is doing. Oh. What a great Guru. What a great person Guru is. What a strong person Guru is. So I was very much surprised and proud to be in front of a such a great Guru. So just I saw his face. I had the darshan of Lord Krishna. Swami, you selected the hero also for that. Child, let us proceed. Small work we do, he said. It's done by me. he has already selected a great soul for this plot, that is his hero is ready there, but yet the guru is here. Let us clap for him. He never said, I did this, I did that, I am everything. See, I am the person who, that's why I always, this Upanishad says, who created God? Who created God?
Guru
created God. Who created Guru?
He came by.
Guru created God. Who created God? Guru created God. That's the answer, is that's all. You can't proceed to this. Who created Guru? Again, we have the answer is Guru created God. Because in this Visharup. So now, coming to our small back example, that inside your body, which blood cells works where? Do you know? Can anybody judge which is the blood cell which carries for the brain? Which is the blood cell which carries? Who can say this? So in this Vishwarupa Darshanam, who takes avatar, who knows? But it is determined by the Guru. Guru knows. Suppose today's world, you have the scannings, you have so many things inside. What is happening, you could see that. This has been seen by our great Guru. So in the Vishwarupa Darshan, he says, this part of you can work. So in that he selects something as Lord and makes it as Lord. Where is this Guru he is now? Where is the Guru? The Guru is inside the Vishwa. So how can God create a Guru? So how can God create a Guru? Because He is already inside the Vishwa. So now, who created Guru? The Guru cannot say, I was being created by God because I am already inside God. And I am not created, I am inside, that's all. I am not coming out also. Creation means you should be out of these. Guru cannot be out of it. So, he is part of the creation. Or, he is inside what all is happening. He watches it. What all is happening, he watches it. So, he is inside the creation. He is inside the destruction. And he is inside. So if I say, if a guru says, I am inside God, it becomes ego. It becomes ego, see? Small thing we find, we have so much of egos. But the guru cannot say that he is inside God. And it is for us to understand Guru is God. It is for us to understand Guru is God. That's all. For a small example, we see the idol, we wear the sari and things. Suppose you say sari is Guru. we represent the idol, not the sari. I don't say that girls normally see the sari and say, oh, Devi's sari is this. No. This is only a subject for, not materialist, for a general theory. So, when you see the God, how the face, how glowing it is, how this. So there, the dress is not represented. So that's why ornaments, dress are anmas of God. That is Vishwarupam. In the Vishwarupam, you are there, but when you realize, you glitter. When you don't realize, still you are there. Where are we all? We are inside God, but we are not entitled to say that, not because of ego, but we don't know. There's a difference. So here you should be the border. Don't say that I am inside God. It's big wrong. Not because of guru ego. That is different subject. Here is, we are not enlightened. So the two surface, two faces. Yes. One is we are not entitled, enlightened to say that. Entitled to say that. Another is guru is entitled to say that, but he doesn't say because of ego. It is already understood. Guru, Guru Meva Devata. Guruve Sarva Lokana. Guruve Sarva Devata Swarupa. Why this Dakshinamurti has said? Swami, all is inside you. You create the God, you do everything. But yet, you are what? Yet you are so quiet. Yet you don't have the proudness. But you have angriness. That is right. Your angriness is right. So sweet-hearted of you makes us angry. Makes you angry. Why? Because you don't want your plot to be disturbed. So you work for us. Who does lot of work? Guru does lot of work. But you don't do anything. By this we stop today. Because it's too much heavy for you to understand. We'll go tomorrow. How is it? I think I may not be able to, I think, to conclude this subject. Let us try. Once again, sorry if I would have confused you. The subject is that. And of course, please put all your concentration on this. At least sow the seed now so that any one of your janmas, you get enlightened to understand this soul. Share.